Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State House leaders are responding with silence to a request from Senator Edward Kennedy regarding his U.S. Senate seat. Kennedy, who has brain cancer, wrote a letter to Governor Deval Patrick, Senate President Therese Murray, and House Speaker Robert DeLeo, asking them to amend Massachusetts law so that the governor could appoint a temporary senator should Kennedy be unable to complete his term. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
There's a precedent for what Senator Edward Kennedy is asking for. In 1960, when his brother John was elected president, Ted Kennedy was 28. 2 years too young to run for the U.S. Senate. So the governor at the time, Foster Furcolo, appointed a Kennedy friend, Benjamin Smith, to complete John Kennedy's term. Then, in 1962, Ted Kennedy ran and won his Senate seat. State Representative Bob Cozera, a Democrat from New Bedford, has already proposed legislation that he thinks will meet Senator Kennedy's request.
My thought was that should there be a vacancy in the United States Senate seats from Massachusetts, that having a special election certainly empowers the people to decide who that senator will be to serve the remaining portion of the term. But in the interim, should there be a pending issue of importance, Massachusetts would be without a voice and a vote.
Cozera's bill would allow the governor to appoint a senator once the filing deadline for running in the special election has expired. That way, no one who's appointed to fill the office could run in the special election. Cozera's bill would still leave a Senate seat open for at least 3 months. That's how long candidates have under the current law to turn in their nomination papers to the Secretary of State. A hearing on Cozera's bill is scheduled in October. Governor Patrick's office won't comment on whether the governor might call the legislature back into session in order to act on Kennedy's request before then. Neither Senate President Therese Murray nor the Speaker of the House, Robert DeLeo, would comment either. But some Democrats are making it clear that they'd like to leave the law alone. Bill Strauss represents Mattapoisett in the Massachusetts House.
The problem with an interim appointment is you could not constitutionally ban that person who was picked by a governor from running in the special or a subsequent general election. So you could not have that assurance that that person wouldn't, in effect, have the an insider's advantage in running for office.
In his letter to Patrick, Murray, and DeLeo, Kennedy asked that whoever is nominated to fill his seat temporarily be required to promise not to run in the special election. Back in 2004, when it looked like John Kerry might become president, Democrats wanted to prevent Mitt Romney from appointing a Republican successor, so they changed the law to enable voters to fill a vacant Senate seat. But by setting up an election, the legislature also created a period of at least 4 months when the seat would be empty. Secretary of State William Galvin explains.
Well, the law is very clear. It requires a special election within 145 to 160 days of a vacancy in Congress, which now includes vacancies in the United States Senate.
At the time, Republicans proposed to allow the governor to appoint a temporary senator until the special election, but Democrats rejected that. Now, Republicans oppose making any more changes to the law. Richard Tesei is the Senate minority leader.
We should be a nation of laws, and particularly when it comes to elections and succession laws like this, they shouldn't be changed based on whatever the latest circumstances or the personalities that are involved. The rules should be the rules, and everybody should play by the rules.
If the rules are not changed again, U.S. Senate Democrats could find themselves without a crucial vote from Massachusetts in the debate over President Obama's proposal to transform health insurance, Senator Kennedy's career-long focus. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.